This podcast is brought to you by Pug Community Charter Middle School. Welcome, my name is Oscar Santos, and today we are here with Luis Sandoval.
Hello.
And Nathan Mendez. The topic of today's show is the latest news / updates on music artists. Basically, we're going to go over the most major and recent things or events that happened to some artists.
So let's get straight into it. First, we have Olivia Rodrigo and Taylor Swift. They might have some studio time together. According to Billboard News, it states that sounds like Olivia Rodrigo and Taylor Swift are due to force some studio time together. The Driver's License breakout star co-hosted Apple Music number one's The Travis Mills Show for Valentine's Day and opened up about her love for pop superstar and the really, really special blessing she received from her Instagram regarding her debut singles chart success. She's totally my biggest idol and biggest songwriting inspiration. So to have her blessings was really, really special. Rodrigo said of Swift's co-sign of Driver's License. Wow, it all took was one great song, and now she's making a song with Taylor Swift.
Alright, that's enough about Olivia and Taylor. It seems that Chris Brown will be making a remix to his song Go Crazy. According to Billboard.com/news, it states, Chris Brown and Young Thug are ready to go crazy like it's summer 2020 all over again, with a new remix of their hit featuring Future, Lil Durk, and Mulatto. Breezy announced the hot lineup Tuesday, February 16, and unveiled the cartoon cover art featuring all five hip-hop stars. Let me show you how to bring the summer back, he wrote. A release date has not been announced at this time. Go Crazy, the lead single from the Paris joint Slime and B mixtape from May 2020, broke the record for the longest stay in the top 10 of Billboard's Rhythmatic Airplay chart. After the song clocked a 32nd week in the tier on the list dated February 6, and in the song's 32nd week of being on the Hot R&B Hip Hop Songs chart, it finally reached the summit in December. Go Crazy became Brown's biggest radio hit since forever. In 2008, by reaching number one on the all-genre radio songs chart, as well as his 50th top 10 hit on the R&B hip-hop airplay chart, is currently sitting at number 7 on the February 20 dated Billboard Hot 100 chart. The song Go Crazy was a really good song itself, and now that has Chris Brown and Young Thug making a remix to it and featuring Future and Lil Durk and Mulatto, I'm very interested in how it turns out.
Moving on to the weekend at the Super Bowl. Most people know this, but if you don't know, The Weeknd made his appearance at the halftime Super Bowl. According to XXLSmack.com, it states The Weeknd put his own $7 million on the Super Bowl halftime show. The Weeknd performed 8 songs at Super Bowl 55. He performed Starboys, The Hills, Can't Feel My Face, I Feel a Coming, Savior Tears, Earned It, House of Balloons, Glass Table Girls, and Blinding Lights. In my opinion, I think The Weeknd did such a great job, even with all the COVID guidelines. His performance was great. Speaking of the Super Bowl, did you guys hear the halftime commercial with Drake? Well, if you didn't, here's what you need to know. According to XXLMag.com, it states Drake plays second fiddle to no one in the music vid, but the world-famous rapper finds himself in a humbling position in hilarious State Farm Super Bowl. Airing between the first quarter and the second quarter of Super Bowl LV between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday, February 7th, the ad for the insurance giant features a normal cast of characters of the commercial and some surprises. MVP quarterback Aaron Rodgers from the Green Bay Packers and Patrick Mahomes from Kansas City Chiefs and Jake from State Farm. With a twist, the trio sits on the commercial set with the QBs and complain how their stand-ins do not resemble them. Actor Paul Rudd is Mahomes' stand-in, and Aubrey makes the cameo, and the Jake is the cameo and Jake stand-in. That's right, Drake from State Farm. The Toronto Raptors says with a smile from there, Drake and Jake struggle to try and coordinate saying and state Jake from State Farm. And the munitions with the field results, finally Drake notifies Drake that he isn't supposed to speak, which Drake humbly accepts while awkwardly munching an apple from craft services. The commercial was short but really enjoyable to watch.
For our last artist of the day, we have Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber will be the headline of the 2021 Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards. According to Billboard.com/news, it states, Justin Bieber will headline the 2021 Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards, which will be hosted by SNL Kenan Thompson. The award show honoring the stars of film, television, music, sports, and more will showcase Bieber performing Intentions with the Migos Quavo as well as his latest single, Anyone. With Kenan star Thompson at the helm of the Gringo-filled event, the 2021 KCA will air live on March 13 at 7:30 p.m. With the show seamless across Nickelodeon, Teen Nick, Nicktoons, and the Nick Jr. channel. So yeah, March 13 at 7:30 p.m. Remember the date. We're going to watch it, so you should too. If you enjoyed today's podcast, be sure to come back because our next podcast will be about the latest news on music artists, but a more recent and updated one.
This podcast topic is important because we're giving out information that people might not know of, and this podcast helps people to be more aware, updated about some of their favorite music artists. Now I want to give a big thank you to Ms. Brown and TCMS for giving this opportunity to make a podcast and talk about music artists. And of course, a big thank you to anyone who tuned in on the podcast.
To summarize the podcast, we talked about Olivia Rodrigo and Taylor Swift might have some studio time together. Chris Brown and Young Thug will be making a remix for the song Go Crazy. The Weeknd and The Drake both made an appearance at the halftime Super Bowl. And lastly, Justin Bieber will headline in the 2021 Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards. Well, that's all for today's podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed it.